Let's talk NFL now. Bring in Marcellus Wiley, former NFLer, FSN 1 host. Marcellus, how are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going up there?
It's cool and snowy, but it's great. What did you make of the Raiders-Chiefs game last night? I mean, those two teams have interesting chemistry, don't they?
Yeah, man. Styles make fights, and you can see that's an interesting matchup, especially for the Chiefs in terms of how they have only one blemish on their record, and it's coming from the Las Vegas Raiders, and it almost was two blemishes by that same team. Redemption was in the air, but we saw the Chiefs hold on because of that firepower that they possess and because they have Patrick Mahomes. As good as Derek Carr has played this year and as well as he's played, actually outperformed Patrick Mahomes head-to-head in these matchups. He's still not Patrick Mahomes. So they just left too much time on the clock when it comes to playing against a firepower like the Kansas City Chiefs. So it was a tough matchup. You can see that the Chiefs don't have the same issues with other opponents, but a team that is playing good defense, well-coached, good quarterback, and a strong running game is going to pose problems for the Chiefs. So it just seems like one of those matchups that you don't want to see. But other than that, Chiefs are still the Chiefs.
Marcellus, when you see a young quarterback like Burrow go off like that, and apparently his ACL's done, his MCL's done, I hate seeing it for anybody, but how do you handicap the chances? This is just his first year in the league, and we don't even know what is his true 100% veteran kind of, you know, mature guy can be, but how do you handicap his chances of getting back to perfect again out there? I just don't see it. I hate seeing it to a young quarterback.
Yeah, it's interesting. The technologies have changed how we look at players and their injuries and also their responses and rebounding from that injury. So I think you have to also change your fortune and how you have projected this to go forward. Think about it. There was a day when Adrian Peterson cut his ACL and came back in the same calendar year. We're seeing that happen more and more. When Adrian Peterson did it, he was a pioneer for doing it. But because of the technology, because of all of the resources these guys have at their disposal, it's a different response. It's a different prognosis. It's a different rebound when it comes to him. I think he's going to be fine. The toughest part about an injury, interestingly enough, is not the physical injury. It's the mental trauma that comes from that injury. And will you ever trust yourself to put yourself in that same position or other dangerous, hazardous positions going forward? So coming off an injury, I had a few surgeries in my day. I was quote-unquote injury-prone. The toughest part wasn't doing the rehab and going through that process. The toughest point is when you have to trust yourself to go sixth gear one more time. Like, just go out there and throw caution to the wind and be your old self. But I think he's young enough and he hasn't played long enough where he'll still throw caution to the wind. Those young guys rebound differently than the old cats.
Marcellus, are you a believer in the Steelers yet at 10-0, or you still need a little bit more? I know last week I asked if Big Ben should be getting some love, and you talked about the schedule being a little softer and stuff like that, which I agreed with, but are they starting to creep into a spot where you're real comfortable with them and how they're playing?
Nope, not yet.
Come on, man. They're 10-0.
Yeah, they're 10-0, and I respect them. I think they're good, but not great, and certainly beatable if you look at it. Their schedule is just interesting. Those wins, man, outside of that little stretch they had, week 6 through 8, where they played Cleveland, they played Baltimore and Tennessee, and still a close game in there, obviously, with Tennessee and Baltimore only lost by 4. The close games there, which, you know, gives support to your argument. But there are 7 other games where I'm looking at those wins and even a close win against Dallas. You're in a nail biter with the Dallas Cowboys and you're supposed to be this unbeatable, undefeated team. I don't know about the Steelers. They have to play Baltimore again this week. We'll see how that plays out. Just divisional games and see how they play out. The schedule gets a little more difficult. It supports what I'm saying, which is let them beat up on some of these winning teams, and we'll see going forward. I'm getting closer to you, but not all the way there yet, brother.
Marcellus, you just mentioned Baltimore, and I'm sure they had aspirations of a possible Super Bowl this year after their quarterback wins the MVP, blah, 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 but they don't look good right now. And their MVP said the other team just seemed like they wanted it a little more. Those comments got to be concerning for a team who had high aspirations going into the season.
Yeah, I think the aspirations is what actually is undermining them more than anything. Those expectations, how they can build that pressure, and you're always going to be judged based on who you were last year. They won 14 games last year. People expected them to be better. I don't know how. You're not going to win more than 14 games, odds are, in the NFL. Second of all, you had a unanimous MVP. So guess what happens to any MVP outside of Peyton Manning the next year? They get worse. Like even Patrick Mahomes, after his MVP campaign and 50 touchdowns, he didn't throw 50 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson wins the next MVP as the leader with 36 passing touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes was injured and didn't play as well. And that noise right there, not separating the signal from the noise, that's what's getting in their way, and that's what gets in a lot of teams' way. Who are we versus who we should be? They need to leave that conversation of who they should be out of it and figure out ways that they can go out there and win ball games when it matters most, get into the playoffs, and then win those games. I still believe in them. They certainly have a little off of the fastball from last year, but yesterday was more on the defense than it was even on Lamar Jackson in the offense. They had an 11-point lead in the third quarter. With that defense, the number one scoring defense, you're supposed to win that ball game. So, like you said, there are a few issues with this team, but nothing that puts them, in my eyes, in grave danger.
Let's end with the Rams and Bucks tonight. What are your thoughts?
Woo, this is going to be fun to watch. Love it when it's a great matchup on Monday night. I think the Bucks will win this game, but look for the Rams to really pose some issues, especially up front. We all know about Aaron Donald and his defensive line. But the Bucks, it's interesting as they're going through their growing pains. So there are some ups and there are a lot of highs, but there are some lows as well. You've got to remember, this team wasn't together this offseason. Compromised training camp, learning everything on the fly. And as great as Tom Brady is, they already have 7 wins. And that's the same amount they had in their entire season last year. They're still learning each other. They're still learning this system fully. But I still think that they will have enough firepower, all those weapons, to get over the Rams, even though the Rams are going to be a good threat against them.
Marcellus, the Buccaneers, I'm a Brady guy. I switched my fandom from the Pats to the Bucs. Yes, I did that. Do you think if they put it, I know, it's, I don't care. I'm a former professional athlete myself, and I just don't care. Like, I'm allowed to do it. It's just, it's one of those things, man.
Right.
Do you think if they put it all together, they could be a serious contender? Is that what they need? They just got to put it all together at the right time?
Yeah, they do. Think about it. Outside of New Orleans games, New Orleans may have their number, just that matchup. We were talking about the Raiders versus the Chiefs. The Raiders look better against the Chiefs than they do against other teams, despite both teams being good. I think that's the same situation here when you're talking about those matchups. So, yeah, I like Tampa Bay a lot. I am certainly rooting for them, and I see what they have there in terms of weaponry and what they're going to be able to do going forward once they gel together. There's a trust that comes from playing with someone multiple years, or at least in this situation, multiple games, where they can start to have that unspoken language. So you can just look at the guy across from you, look at the guy next to you, and realize what he's going to do. Right now, they're still in that stage where they're spelling out everything that they're doing, not having that nonverbal communication. That will come with the repetitions, the chemistry, and the trust. But I think it's going to strike at the right time, and they're going to hit the playoffs hot. And that's going to be one of the contenders you got to deal with.
Where were you at with the Packers blowing a 28-14 lead heading into the second half?
Yeah, you know, you got to look at the Colts, and that's a real team, especially on defense. And Phillip Rivers is a legit quarterback. So I think a lot of people were writing him off prematurely. He's come into a situation where they're known for great quarterback play and has kept everything above board. So I think that the Colts are a real opponent that not everyone nationally, internationally was fully respecting, but now they realize, oh, the Colts are a good team, and they have their own Super Bowl aspirations. But Green Bay is going to be right there as well. Look at the NFC, just the teams we just named in Green Bay, Tampa Bay. The Rams are in that conversation, maybe on a different tier. You just got to look at these real contenders out there and realize that no perfect team exists, including the AFC, including Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, which is going to make it an interesting playoff year because I don't see a clear-cut favorite. I think most people put smart money on the Chiefs, but even them against the Raiders, as we saw earlier in the year and a close one yesterday, they have to be on notice as well. It's going to be a tough year to win it all.
Well, if you want flawed football teams, go to the NFC East. That's a disaster, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know if we have enough guys between you guys, your production staff, and mine, but we could put 11 together and maybe give it a run in terms of trying to get some wins in the NFC East. We call it the NFC Least right now because it's just that bad. I think 5 wins gets you this division, 6 for sure. But we'll see because I think the Cowboys right now, everything is going to strike at the right time. Andy Dalton coming back, looking good, throwing 3 touchdowns yesterday. Ezekiel Elliott finally getting a 100-yard rushing performance. He hadn't had one all year long. The defense since week 7 has been a number 11th ranked defense, almost top 10 for one of the worst defenses we saw earlier in this season. So I think it's all starting to strike, starting to hit at the right time for the Cowboys to win that sorry division.
Marcellus, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
All right, brothers. Take care, guys. Stay warm, too.
We will. We'll cuddle up, even though we're in different spots. Marcellus Wiley, our NFL insider. You know, that NFC East, the leading percentage is 350, 3-6-1 for the Eagles. Everybody else is 3-7. What a disaster.
Imagine like trying to pump your teammates up saying, guys, we just have to do this and that and get in, and someone will be waiting for you to absolutely rip your face right off. It's just, it's pathetic. It's yeah. Pathetic all the way around. It's one of those things. The Cowboys, for some reason, they just get your attention. They're polarizing. You got to watch the Cowboys. But when the other ones are on, I just can't even watch it. That Philadelphia team playing against the Browns yesterday, that was a flat-out joke, and people in Philly are losing
wow,
their minds.
Yeah. Was
losing it.
Was that last week where, is it Doug Peterson, right? The intro of him getting interviewed in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The hosts rinsed
Jimmy,
him.
Do you want to hear it, Jimmy? I don't know if JP has it, but this is 101 radio of not how to bring a guest in.
It's got nothing to do with the song, right?
No.
No.
Do we have it?
Don't have it. No.
JP?
He'll find it in the commercial break.
Yeah, he'll find it, but it's terrible. Like they have a poll basically saying, you know, whose fault is it?
And
it's Philadelphia.
70% of the fans were like, yeah, it's the coach's fault. And they're like, let's go to the coach, Doug Peterson. Hi, welcome in. He's like, thanks a lot. Thanks for that intro.
It's not
terrible.
Good, Jimmy. We'll let
it's
you listen to it after
they
the break.
The Santa Claus parade there. Come on. I'm going to petition to get my Lions moved to the NFC East. They would lead at 4-6. With a 400 percentage. That's their problem. They're in the wrong division.